Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. They're our homegrown Canadian R&B group. And now it is time to say goodbye. That just about does it for this episode of Little Bit of Soul. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you have, check out the show on Facebook by looking up the show title Little Bit of Soul 101.9 FM. Like the page. There's some cool stuff going on up there. And I'd like to hear from you. I'm Jade, your host, and you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we've got the newest addition to CITR, The Wise Men. You're not going to want to miss this show. So stay tuned here to CITR. Bye, guys.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Wise Men Radio, second edition. We've got a very special guest for you today, Galen Richardson.
The third wise man, you could say.
That is indeed. So we have a special show lined up for you today.
Yeah, Austin picked the theme.
Yes, the theme today is Woman Crush Mondays. I guess since it's Monday.
Woman Crush Wednesday, Monday.
Wednesday, Monday. Yeah. Yep. We're going to be playing all of these songs that we like from our favorite
females
that are close to our hearts.
Oh, yes. Of course.
So and if you know anything about me, there's one special female close to my heart. that
probably most of the listeners don't know too much about you.
Yeah, but you know,
tell a little more about yourself.
But no, we'll let that
come find
up,
out.
You know, come find out.
Yeah,
we're yeah. So what do we have up first? A special song from our one of me and my friend Malvin over here's good
favorite artist.
Yeah,
one of them.
It's one of the many. It is Lana Del Rey. She's mixed reviews.
People think she's a little dark.
That's
some
me.
People think she's a little dull. I think she's awesome. She hits the soul. She's got very powerful lyrics. Ultra Violence is a fantastic album if you haven't listened to it yet. Came out this summer, I think. June.
Yeah. So, all right. But anyways, we're going to cut to the chase and we're going to play Brooklyn Baby off of Ultra Violence. Hope you enjoy.
They say I'm too young to love you. I don't know what I need. They think I don't understand the freedom land of the 70s. I think I'm too cool to know ya. You say I'm like the ice I freeze. I'm churning out novels like beat poetry on amphetamines. I say, I say, well, my boyfriend's in a band. He plays guitar while I sing. Feathers in my hair.
taste, Delilah. Darling, do you like beige in your coffee, tea, a wild? Wild breeze on a day of dawn, off indeed a child. Smiles at me cause I'm made of yarn. Dolly, me and my, I'll trade a dollar for your dime. Oh, idolist, Delilah. Trouting trees remind me of my darling, D the diver. Diver D was a sailor, a follow figure on. I made him run away with the stale lung. Follow me a mile, idolist Delilah. Darling, Miss Delilah, while you're wasting your days alone, all your friends are hired, all your friendships are fading. Don't try to cheat the die, don't look the other way, it could play out wrong. Are you suicidal? Are you in denial? Divided by the pile of peas on the nape of your dolly, me and mine. I'll trade a dollar for your dime. I'll take you. Slick snap a soul clap on three. High hat of the dip, dapper, ready, pat this P. Tip tap of the chit chat, ready, rap, baby. Can't deal with the bullshit, cause the crap ain't mean. He took you to cruise trips, put a yacht on me. He said the bus deeper than the deep blue sea. Indeed, the bus deeper than the three Fuji's. Loopy, the Lucy, say she lose no wings. Stay up in your face, beverage with ya. Baby, up, call it the favorite. Soul clap on three. They loving the mixed flavors, lift your pink and clink. They loving the mixed flavors, lift your pink and clink. Something to sip, save a major blink and think. Stay puffing the piff paper, making hits ain't cheap. Yup in the food, you're making jiggler and keeps. Stay loving the mixed flavors, lift your pink and clink. London, the main state of major miss safe beat. They fucking with young safe and make it rich and sweet. Loving your love, lady, look at that pink point light.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. You just listened to Idol Delilah by Azalea Banks off of her new album released November 6th, Broke with Expensive Taste. Although it was released fairly recently, she started working on it in 2011. So she's spent...
Long time to be doing something.
I think it was spring 2011. So she's spent almost 4 years working on this.
It's like a Game of Thrones right there.
She's challenging George R. R. Martin for taking their time. It's worth the wait, though. It's probably one of the best hip-hop albums I've heard in quite a while. She's got a ton of variety on there. She's really pushing the boundaries of hip hop music right now. It's a lot of fun. Azalea Banks is just kind of a fun person in general. She's pretty nuts. She gets into Twitter feuds with everyone. I actually have a list. I looked at her Wikipedia earlier today, and it has a list of all the. She's so notable for this. She has a list of all the people she's gone into Twitter feuds with. I'll read that for you right now. bear with me. She's fought with Feral, Krayshawn, Dominique Young Unique. I don't know who that is. Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, which is too bad. I feel like they'd make a good team. Jim Jones, Angel Hayes, Action Bronson.
Oh, no. So good.
Iggy Azalea, T.I., who probably fights with everyone. Tamika Tiny Cottle Harris, Bauer, Rita Ora, ASAP Rocky, Lily Allen, Lady Gaga, Perez Hilton, Disclosure, Eminem. And the list probably goes on.
Let's get into a Twitter feed with her. Yeah. Oh, actually, I don't know.
She needs some allies.
Yeah, at this point, we become an ally.
I don't think she has any friends anymore. Anyway, she's kind of fun. If you don't know her, check her out. Yeah. Listen to her new album. Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings us to some important business.
Yes. So, if you haven't known recently, we have we just started up a Facebook page for our radio show here. It's Wise Men Radio, spelled with a Z. You can search it on Facebook and throw us a like. We'll be throwing out some cool, fun facts every once in a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll post some fun things.
Yeah.
Tell you one when we're coming.
Yeah, we'll... We should try and post song lists, I think.
Yeah, song lists.
In case we play something so good. Well, really good. When we inevitably play something so good and you just forget the name and look it up. And,
exactly.
We'll have links to like new songs, stuff that we like.
Yeah.
And just like our thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Wise wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. But anyways, we're going to get back to the music. Coming up next is a song from Melody's Echo Chamber. This is a pick for me. It's one of my woman crushes. She's really cool. I actually just recently found her a couple days ago. But she was dating the dude from Tame Impala, and that's they like worked a lot on their on Tame Impala's album, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so she's kind of Tame Impala-y. It's pretty fun. I enjoy her. Yes.
Good.
She's got some trippy music videos. So this is I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber.
I was hoping you might Once upon a time, I was all alone.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing, thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
It's the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
All right, welcome back.
Yeah, so that song that just played before the ads was Vulnerable Pomo Remix by Tinashe. I don't really know anything too much about Tinashe. She made another song called Two On, which is kind of funky. And a
but she's still your woman crush.
Yeah,
I guess so. I know a lot more about Pomo. Pomo is from Montreal. It's from the Huh, What, and Where record label, and he's been really producing a lot of funky stuff, and been getting a lot of notable head nods from like Disclosure, Bond X, and those kind of other funky artists, which is pretty cool. And later on, I'll be playing another song from the same production crew, Huh, What, and Where.
Nice. Yeah, you showed me some Pomo. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now we have a pretty intense football game going on, don't we?
Yeah. You might want to turn me down. I feel like I'm a little loud. yeah, we got the... I keep wanting to say BCS championship game, but... The point is that the BCS is gone. This is the inaugural college football playoffs featuring Oregon and Ohio State University.
Yeah, I have a big... I'm from Oregon myself. I've been a Ducks fan all my life.
A real football lover, this guy.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm rooting for these guys, green and yellow.
Yeah, I got to root for the Ducks as well, somewhat reluctantly. I have some sort of a hatred for Ohio State. I grew up a Michigan football fan, so there are sworn rivals. And unfortunately, they're ahead right now, 14-7.
Yeah, it's okay.
Beginning of the second quarter, so there's lots of time left in the game.
Yeah, it's okay, because they've got a... Oregon can score. Oregon. You know.
I mean,
can't even say my state right, but...
I mean, anything can happen.
Oregon is the... The cream of the crop when it comes to scoring lots of points. So I think they can do that and score lots of points in this game.
How is it some people say it here?
So okay. This is a good time
PSA.
To tell everyone that you say it Oregon, not Oregon or anything like, you know.
Who says that like
it's Oregon? It's Oregon.
You hear it sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. Canadians, man.
We still love you.
Yeah, I mean, I live in your country.
I'm a Canadian.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah,
you guys are Canadian.
You guys are half.
We're half.
Purebred American.
Yeah.
All right. But anyways, we're going back to music with our...
Stop yelling.
Sorry. We're going...
You're hurting the public's ears. their collective ears.
All right, well, we will be playing... a song called If I'm by Cialina. I really enjoy this song. We found this while we're making our
demo
for this show, and we decided to include it. She's a Canadian, forgot where. Her record label is from Portland, Oregon.
I'll look it up.
Home and Brave, home of the Brave. But you know, this is the song If I'm by Cialina. She's lots of fun. I don't know. It's fun. Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
That's not how I'd describe it. It's
yeah,
good.
It's very chill, as Michelle would
You'll
say.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
All right. See ya.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg 23 West Coast every Tuesday until 16.
Breaking news! The Shindig semifinals have begun!
Shindig semifinals showcase some of the best new music the Vancouver has to offer. This week, Tuesday, January 13th, the Vaporettos, Still Creek Murder, and Revered compete for a spot in the finals. Cover is only $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Doors are at 8.
That song that just played before the ads was If, Kedrudana remix. If is originally by Janet Jackson. And, Kedrudana is really known for being another Montreal producer, very funky along the same veins as Pomo, same collective.
Same veins.
They're pretty cool. On the topic of Janet Jackson, she's mostly known for her Super Bowl performance, and that got us all thinking about Super Bowl and predictions.
It's coming up.
And yes, so Malvin, who's your prediction for playing the Super Bowl, and who do you have money on winning?
Well, let's see. We've got Seattle versus Green Bay in the NFC. That should be a good game. Seattle played Green Bay earlier in the year and won handily, I think. I'll get on that bandwagon and pick Seattle. I've actually been a Seattle fan for quite some time, and now is a good time to be one.
Yeah.
out of the AFC, I just don't know about the Colts defense. They played good. Good the other night, but I don't know how they'll fare against Tom Brady.
I'm
gonna have to pick the Patriots all the way. I don't want to root against my Seahawks, but maybe it'll be bring luck to them. I don't know.
Mm. Speaking of luck, Andrew Luck's a football player.
Indeed. Is that your prediction?
Is that a good segue? I predict Andrew Luck.
Okay, that's the Colts.
Go Colts.
Yeah.
I'm a Colts fan.
Where are you going with this game?
I definitely have faith in the Patriots.
Yeah, as a New Englander, you...
Of course. I mean, Tom Brady is known for being probably one of the best, like, quarterbacks in all time. He's just phenomenal. Plus, wide receivers are not catching. It looks to be, like, Patriots, Seahawks, or Patriots, Green Bay.
Patriots and the Seahawks have both just been rolling the last half of the season. Yeah. It doesn't look like anyone can stop them. They've both been on huge win streaks, and they're kind of on a beeline towards each other. If they both make it, it'll be a great Super Bowl. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Anyway, I guess that's... Football's kind of ended up being our second theme for today. We've talked about quite a bit. But,
you know...
I was thinking about our original theme, the Woman Crush Wednesday Mondays.
Woman Crush, yeah.
WCWM. I don't know. I think in the past couple of decades, maybe even Janet Jackson had a bit to do with this. Women have become much more prevalent in music.
Oh, definitely.
Not that they weren't present in music before, but recently you've just got beautiful music coming from female artists.
Yeah, like a lot of my favorite artists are female, like most of them. Actually.
Let's go top fives.
Oh
let's,
man! All right, you got to make a steeple formation right here and just rattle them off. I got Kesha, Lady Gaga. Lana. I don't know everyone that I've played.
You're forgetting someone very important.
Liz Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh, we
played her last week, so we decided not to play her this week. But
yeah, she's fantastic. She has a special place in all of our hearts, except for Galen's.
I mean, for the record, I never saw Liz Lawrence. Yeah, so yeah. I've never experienced.
It's okay. Liz Lawrence. Yeah, you have to experience her. Yeah. But anyways, well, next up we have I have a very special track. This is the reason I made this theme today.
It's kind of sad, really.
Yeah. It's, well, okay. All right. I can turn your guys' mics off.
It won't change what you're playing next.
It won't make this three. All right.
It's a Kesha song, but don't change the radio station because. Kesha just means so much to me. She's the best person in the entire world, maybe besides Little B. I love her so much.
How can you put them even close?
I sent our Christmas card to Kesha. Hopefully she responds.
If you want a copy of our Christmas card, hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah. We got plenty.
We'll send you some.
But I gave her my number at the end of it, and so I'm expecting a call. So.
I wouldn't.
Now.
But anyways, this is Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You. It's on our Deconstructed album. Originally, this was written by her mom, Phoebe. So, and she's doing a
good mom name.
Yeah, it is. She's Phoebe is the man.
So is Phoebe.
Is she?
All right. We're gonna play this song now. Wednesdays. We're gonna play this song.
Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who. I used to take comfort from long before I met you. I saw a spark in his eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, I could have rekindled that fire. But old flames can't hold a candle to you.
Sometimes at night I think of the lovers I've known. Remember him holding me, helps me not feel so alone. Then I feel you beside me, and even their memories are gone. Like stars in the night, lost in the sweet light of dawn. Chance to be shining out in the sun.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio. That was Hooray for the Riff Raff, who is Olinda Lee Segarra. She is from, well, she grew up in the Bronx, but settled in New Orleans, and a lot of her music is inspired by the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It's a lot of emotion there. She's kind of bringing back an old American songwriting form. She's good. I actually saw her at Alabama Shakes concert. That was the first time I heard her. I think seeing openers at concerts is the best way. The most fun way to find new music.
Exactly. Yeah. You get to see what they're actually about.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know.
For sure.
A little thing.
Anyway, we got one last update on the game. Still 14-7. Nothing has changed.
Okay. we'll bring it back.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like something's happening. I got the GameCast. No matter. You can check that on your own if you're interested.
Yeah.
We've got one more song.
It's a special song for all three of us.
It's a Wise Men song.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a song. Excellent song.
A ton of fun.
Yes. It's it caused a lot of controversy last year, but I'm glad Galen has shaped up and
come around.
Embraced the what is this magic?
I originally told them about the song, and because everyone at my high school is like, oh, this song's so sweet, and I overheard it. It was going through my head every single day during high school, and I was so sick of it. And then I show it to them, and they fall in love with it. And
it's awesome.
I'm finally coming back around to it.
We tried to make a music video of it. It was fun.
It was pretty good.
Anyway. Here it is. We got Two Cups by Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
To roll up my weed, bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Polly in the scrape with the foes underneath. All I need is two cusses to lean. And a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Polly in the scrape with the foes underneath. Polly in the scrape with the foes up under. But keep it on the low, I'm trying to stay on the under. Everybody know me, man, they taking my picture. Bad bitch with me just to roll up my swisher. They know me from the Bay all the way to LA. From Telegraph to Fairfax, they know my name. I'm the same one they get the swag from. I've always had swag while they never had none. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Fly out your bitch just to roll up my weed. Pick her up in the scraper with the foes underneath. She came with everything cause she know what I need. All I need is two cusses to lean. And a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Polly in the scrape with the foes underneath. All I need is two cusses to lean. And a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Polly in the scrape with the foes underneath.
I'm probably in the hood, but my car from Europe up. The crazy part about it is this broad from Europe up. I flew her ass out just to roll my weed up. Double cup love, gonna pull my lean up. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth. Swagged out though, car note on my feet. Get that check, so ain't no time to play. New Rolex ain't got the time to play. But she gon' roll the weed up. I'ma bring the few cones. $100 Sprite when I pour this in my soul. We don't need much, just 4 styrofoams. A little crushed ice, some kush, we gone.
All I need is two cusses to lean. And a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Bending through the city with the gold on my teeth.
party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Such a burning shame that the local boys and their country joys never make them days in chains. They're swapping disappointing incidents while at the docks another ship pulls in. And suddenly the door breaks down. It's the seven deadly sins. Oh, 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 soldiers and sailors have all been here before. Gigolos and governments have tumbled through that door because they need those French.